The city of Watervliet, New York, has a new mayor. Democrat Charles Patricelli, a former city councilman, ran unopposed in November when Mayor Michael Manning did not seek a fourth term. I spoke with Patricelli about his priorities for the Albany County city of about 10,000.
There's many different avenues that I'm going to be approaching, but I think the biggest one right now is to get the organizational chart back in order again. We're just recreating our organizational structure, a new general manager. We've had some department head changes and of that type. I think for the immediate change, we're going to be looking at that for the implementation. A couple other things that are coming up really, very quickly is our comprehensive plan needs to be updated. So I'll be embarking on trying to get a strong committee together to be able to review our comprehensive plan and come up with something that's going to be, let's say out of the box. Work with the neighboring cities like Troy and Cohoes and the other areas to kind of complement each other. So those are a few, that we're going to be looking at. Shared services is a big one. Looking to see why reinvent the wheel if we don't have to? What can we share with others and what can they share with us to cut down on our costs? That's another one. And, we're right now working with the new county controller, Sue Rizzo, on a shared service even for accounting services. I mentioned that the police chief is working on securing some additional services for the police department with Sheriff Craig Apple. And even I've been really close with County Exec Dan McCoy and trying to look at ways of sharing some of our, or getting some equipment that we maybe don't need all the time, but they have and they can let us borrow. So things of that nature is going to be a top priority.
The Watervliet City Council is made up of the mayor and two at-large councilors. Being that you left your council seat to become mayor, who will serve out the remainder of your council term alongside Democrat Peter Tornsello?
Well, actually, that was one of the best things. I mean, when we were elected in November, actually it was official, Peter and I immediately sat down and started going over names. People had submitted their, let's say names for possible, being my replacement. And we finally decided on and very quickly announced that we were going to have Barbara Diamond as our new, councilwoman. She'll be actually sworn in at the first meeting. We wanted to make sure that was the first thing. Right after the first resolution will be to appoint her. She'll be sworn in and start off the new year running.
And when will that meeting occur?
It'll actually occur January 2nd. I didn't want to waste any time on it.
Mayor Patricelli, you served for 3 decades as the executive director of the Watervliet Housing Authority. How do you plan to apply that experience as mayor?
I operated the housing authority on the premise it's a business. Everything is really a business. And as far as the housing authority was concerned, it was all about the tenants, but you also had to serve the residents of Watervliet. The residents of Watervliet were basically the taxpayers who were responsible for, how the city looked and how they wanted to look. So I kind of like was making it that type of a business approach, but also with my customer base being the taxpayers. The housing authority, we did very well. We ran, a nice tight operation, and we've done very well over the years. Partnering with Cohoes and shared services there, taking over a 100-unit complex, a private complex that we took over and managed that, working with Green Island and managing that. So all that creates these types of, new revenue resources because, the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which is HUD, was cutting us year after year after year. So we were able to keep up with, maintaining our costs, keeping our manpower low, and then, turning over sort of like a, and I don't say a profit, but at least a positive revenue source. Those are types of things I think, the organizational way of doing it is I think I can bring back into Watervliet and then use those same skills to, help out the city. And I'm hoping that'll work out. And I think with the two other council people that we have, that I think that'll work out really well.
Now, Water Valley was one of the communities most affected by the sighting of 787 along the Hudson River. What do you think of State Assemblywoman Pat Fahey's push to study the future of 787, including possibly removing it or rerouting it?
I think that's a great idea. Actually, that's been discussed. I mean, I believe we were discussing this probably about five or ten years ago. I think other cities around the country had done something similar to this. Never really expecting anything to really happen here, and maybe even in my lifetime. But I think it's a great opportunity. I mean, we are completely cut off from the river, and I think every other community around here is benefiting greatly by their access to the river and the development. So I'm encouraged by it. I think it'll be a great opportunity, especially for Water Valley if it was to come up this far.
And Water Valley is a city of about 10,000 people. Numerous other area officials have been preparing for the 2020 census. What are your plans to prepare the city for the count?
Well, we've already been working on a complete census committee. We've been working with the director of the Water Valley Library. I have a number of different volunteers that I've been approaching over the course of time, asking if they would volunteer and help out. And then within this month, we'll be having our first organizational meeting to get the word out and to get it going, to get the publicity out there, and then try and get each little area that we possibly, the churches, the civic organizations, schools, any organization that we can, to be able to keep encouraging those individuals to complete the census we're going to be working on. So we already have a committee set up. We'll again start, and then we'll start with the Water Valley Library, who's been very helpful and involved in that.
Charles Patricelli is the new mayor of Water Valley, New York. Mayor, thank you for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.